talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I encourage everybody once again to download the Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio and your favorite shows with you 24/7 wherever you go. A lot to talk about as always. History doesn't take a break overnight. Didn't take a break yesterday. Biden, Joe Biden, met with Recep Erdogan, president of Turkey, to talk about the Turkish-American relationship. The United States had penalized Turkey over their purchase of the Russian S-4000 missile system. Remember that Turkey is a member of NATO. They're not supposed to be buying arms from Russia. They shouldn't be letting Russia penetrate their defense system and advise them and take a good look at everything they had, but they did that. The other thing that Joe Biden did that was long overdue was recognize the Armenian genocide of 100 years ago. 1.5 million Christian Armenians were slaughtered, butchered, genocided by the Turks. Turks are the heirs to the Ottoman Empire, which ravaged Europe for 1,300 years from the late 600s until they were finally put down after the First World War. They fought against us in the First World War, and they were divided up, and they were stripped of their power. Erdogan also brought up with Joe Biden the fact that they are slowly trying to exterminate the Kurds, and the Kurds are our allies. The Kurds are the ones that took the brunt of the casualties against ISIS. They're great fighters, great friends of the United States. They were betrayed by Donald Trump. Donald Trump was in his golf cart, and Erdogan called him knowing that he'd be vulnerable and said, listen, I need you to do something for me. Take your troops out of Syria where they can sort of buffer, preventing us from attacking the Kurds. Trump said, okay, got back to his golf game. And as our troops withdrew, leaving the Kurds to be slaughtered by the Turks, Kurdish women held their infants up to our soldiers and said, please take them with you or they'll be killed. Biden is changing all that. Biden is changing all that. Erdogan needs Biden. He needs the United States. They had a scandal with their national bank. Their economy is in tough shape. And Biden is playing it tough, and he's playing it right. We're not going to talk about what they could do to rectify what they did 100 years ago. That's not what this is all about. But they shouldn't be dealing with the Ruskies. They shouldn't be letting the Ruskies look at a NATO ally's defenses and offensive capability. So Joe did a good job with that meeting with Recep Erdogan. Back home, the Republican Party, Moscow Mitch, is up to his old tricks. He came right out and said that if they get the majority in the Senate in 2022, all they need is to pick up one more seat. They're 50-50. He cracks the whip on the Senate. They don't break. Some of them, like Susan Collins from Maine, pretend to anguish, and then they fall in line. Lisa Murkowski bucks it a little bit, but not a lot. Mitt Romney bucks it a lot. Voted to convict Trump twice on impeachment articles, but basically doesn't buck anything else. McConnell said he will never confirm any Supreme Court appointment by a Democratic president, especially Joe Biden. So if they pick up a seat in 2022, it doesn't matter who retires or dies in the Supreme Court. There will be no more confirmations. McConnell won't let there be a vote. and the Constitution requires that the Senate confirm a Supreme Court appointment. You may remember, and this is what kills me about Joe Manchin of West Virginia, about the filibuster. McConnell gets rid of the filibuster whenever it suits his purpose. Back when Trump was president, they wanted to confirm a Supreme Court justice. Antonin Scalia had died. And they didn't have the votes. They didn't have 60 votes. No Democrats would cross over. So you know what McConnell did? He said, we're going to suspend the filibuster for one vote, for one area, Supreme Court appointments. Supreme Court appointments. Because we're not going to get 60 votes otherwise. And then they rammed through Neil Gorsuch. He will set aside the filibuster for anything he wants. Yet Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, even now it looks like Dianne Feinstein is saying, well, we have to be bipartisan. You cannot be bipartisan with Moscow Mitch. You cannot be bipartisan with the Republicans, the modern Republican Party. They will, to your face, tell you that they will not confirm something. And when they're in power and they have the presidency, they will, in fact, set aside the filibuster for their own purposes. So what's going to happen? What is this all about? Well, there's a Supreme Court justice named Stephen Breyer, who's in his 80s. He looks healthy. He looks very healthy, but who knows? Everybody's leaning on him, going, you know, just remember, Ruth Bader Ginsburg hung on too long. She hung on too long. If she had stepped down, if she'd stepped down, Obama could have gotten somebody in there. And as it was, Amy Coney Barrett got appointed. That presumes that if she'd stepped down, the Senate under Obama, the Democrats would have gotten rid of the filibuster for that vote and done what Moscow Mitch did. Luke, you're circling around the microphone. You have good stuff to say. What do you have to say?
Well, Matt, I dislike that argument. I dislike that argument because are you telling me that Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have had to step down between 2008 and 2010 when they still, or 2012? I forget when the Senate turned hands, but Obama's whole second term, Mitch McConnell was the majority leader. And I don't think he was going to confirm a replacement for RBG if she stepped down.
We had the Senate for a big chunk of Obama's time, and she was, had been on there a long time. And yeah, I think she should have stepped down, and I think she should have let Obama get in there. And what she did, and appoint somebody, and what she did instead was she thought Hillary Clinton would win, and she wanted to be appointed by the, her successor by Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton did win, by the way, by 3 million votes, and Comey got into it. The Russians hacked into it, but there was a period of time, and I do agree that it would have required the Senate, absolutely required the Senate, to have suspended the filibuster before Moscow Mitch did. But let's put that in the past. What's past is past. How about right now? How about right now? Neil Gorsuch got in because Moscow Mitch suspended the filibuster, and now Manchin is saying, well, why should we suspend the filibuster for the Voting Rights Act? Well, why not? Moscow Mitch would if it were an anti-Voting Rights Act. And Stephen Breyer, and this explains why Moscow Mitch said what he said. Why did he come out right now and say, we will never confirm another Supreme Court justice if a Democrat nominates them? He wasn't just blowing hot air. He wasn't just saying this in the abstract. What he was saying is this effort to have Stephen Breyer step down, even if it's successful, we'll just have eight justices. And then I'll tell you something. Let's say that in 2024, Biden runs again and wins, or a Democrat instead of Biden runs and wins. If Moscow Mitch is the majority leader, he won't confirm a Supreme Court till 2028, till he drops dead. He'll let the Supreme Court go down from 9 people to 8, 7, 6. He doesn't care. They will damage any Democratic administration and damage the country in the process. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, I'll tell you what. If Moscow Mitch is going to take that position, unless Breyer steps down now before the November 2022 elections. And I assume that Manchin and Sinema are not going to go crazy here and say, well, we need 60 votes for a Supreme Court justice, even though the Republicans don't. I assume that they're not going to be that stupid. But if they are, well, then Breyer shouldn't step down. But if they're not going to be that stupid, Breyer should step down. He's in his 80s, had a good career, good man, step down, have Biden put somebody in, and then do it without the filibuster. However, I do agree that if 2022 comes along and if for any reason, God forbid, the Republicans pick up a seat, if that happens, then no, Breyer should not step down. He should be carried in on a stretcher with oxygen if he needs to be, until he's 95, until we have the Senate. But this goes back to when Hillary Clinton was running, and several, Moscow Mitch and Richard Burr at the time in North Carolina said, we will not, and this looks like she was going to win, we will not confirm a Supreme Court justice through her entire term. If she has two terms, through two terms, through 4 years or 8 years, they would hurt the United States to hurt a Democratic administration. That's just a plain fact. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.